And this is better when you don't use no microphone. That give you the discipline to listen.
Usually when the imam is talking on the microphone, you see the brothers talking loud outside because they're trying to make each other hear each other, because he said, we're not disturbing the imam, he's speaking on the microphone. Rather, they are making noise. But when we talk on this level, when someone walk in here, they understand there is something in the masjid. This is exactly what Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he went to the market and he saw the people, like our time, this man is selling his trade, this one is in his shop, this is in his shop, and this one is trading, and this one is dealing, and this one is exchanging, and this one is making a deal. And then he came to them and he قَالَ لَهُمْ وَيْحَكُمْ, woe to you. You are here in the market, and the inheritance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being distributed in the masjid. So all them, the traders, you know, the tujar, everybody rush. Hey, it's money. You know, they're thinking it's money, it's inheritance. So they rush to the masjid, and as soon as they enter the masjid, the Prophet, they're looking around. They came, they seen a brother like sitting over there reading Quran. A group like this one, what you see here, they are talking about an ayah. A group is talking about hadith. A group, they are talking about a fiqh issue, and so on. So, and they looked, and they walked away. And as they leaving, and they seen Abu Huraira, you told us about the inheritance. What is the inheritance? He said, the inheritance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he left for you, this ilm that he left for you. Whom this ilm is for, if you don't go there and try to have your share, like you have inheritance, are you going to let go of your inheritance when someone died in your family and you know that you are inheriting something, and you're going to let go of it that easy? No. So you have to fight for it. The knowledge, similarly, it's the same way. The reason why the brother who came and spoke to me about this book particularly, which is Sharh al-Sunnah. Sharh al-Sunnah meaning it's not describing the Sunnah. It's rather than understanding what is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because right now everybody thinks they are on the Sunnah, and there are a lot of ignorance and a lot of misunderstanding and a lack of knowledge, because we are, as Muslims, we are not striving enough to learn about the Deen. So this Imam, his name is Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, and from his name, you say the word Barbahari, and there is Bihar. And Bihar in the India, you know what a Bihar is a spice. So he was known because of he was a trader with a spice, and he was given that kunya of Barbahari. I don't want to give too much. You can go ahead and get his biography. But he was among the scholars who fought the Bid'ah. You know the Bid'ah. Unfortunately, you go, for example, to the graveyard here in Al-Firdaus, and you've seen a lot of bid'ah. You don't need to mention it, but you feel sorry for those who are in it, and they do not want, it's not striving enough to learn what I'm doing. Is it really in compatibility with what the Prophet ﷺ wants us to do? Everything we do, we have to ask ourselves, is it compatible to what the Prophet ﷺ wanted us to do or not? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, "من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس فيه فهو عليه رد." Whoever innovates something in this deen that is not part of it, then it is back in his face. So whatever we do, we have to make sure that, is it I'm doing it because of a culture, or I'm doing it because I love the Prophet? Which one? Because we love the Prophet. So we love the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell his ummah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. So اتباع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم signs of the love for Allah. Right?
Yeah.
If you love, you do. You love your wife, you do anything she wants. Am I right, Abina?
Yeah.
Whatever she asks you, if she asks you, go get me the head of the lion, you will go get it. No question, even though you might not come back, but because you love her, because if you love her, you gotta do it. So, you know, inshallah, this is just my first introduction. I have like until 10 o'clock. So I told her 15 minutes, and I'm not gonna go over the 15 minutes. And the reason why I chose the time now, because Isha is going back. Before, I could not do it because late. And I'm sure all of you see me running, because I have, mashallah, family. I also have kullukum ra'in wa kullukum masun'an ra'iyati. So I have a shepherds at home that I'm responsible for. So I don't usually like to exchange talks after Isha. And the sunnah is after Isha to go home and to do your sunnah at home, to do your witr at home, to pray with your family, to greet your family, to spend some time with your family. Better, in my opinion, that to come sit down here outside and chit-chat. like you're running away from your house, from your families, and you're trying just to chit-chat with the brothers. You love the brother for the sake of Allah, you do it other times. But if you have, especially if you have kids, you don't leave the wife at home with all these kids and you come here, sit down like a prince, you know, like you have no responsibility. You are part of that responsibility. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, Imam al-Barbahai was born during the time of al-Khilafah al-Abbasiyya. And enough to say that he is one of the students of al-Imam Ahmad. So his teacher is al-Imam Ahmad. This is enough for us to know who is al-Imam al-Barbahari. And Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, the one who is writing this book, he has many books, of course, and he's known. He's one of those scholars on the committee of fatwa in Saudi Arabia. And he's a student of Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, and he's a student also of Imam Muhammad Mukhtar al-Shanqiti and others. So these are giant scholars.
I need you next time, because this, I'm not going to read.
I need someone to read, and I will they make ta'liq. You know, ta'liq meaning I will comment. You know, huh? Yes. So, and I will give rotation to every one of you. So bring your glasses so everyone get a chance to read so you don't fall asleep. Phrase by phrase. And you know, this is like very important, because what the Imam is saying at the beginning, it is all a praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this book. And we'll hear, inshallah, the Shaykh what he's reading, inshallah. Just make sure that everybody can hear you.
Okay, that's here.
Yeah, start from me. Yes, inshallah. Huh? Okay. This is the introduction from the writer, Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan. We have to read this as for us to, because it's all dua and a praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we close, well, if we finish one phrase or two phrases, we'll conclude the next day or the day after. You know, we'll continue to do that, inshallah, slowly, slowly. We have 2 volumes for this book, and as I said, it might take 2 months, might take 2.5 months, but as you go deep in it, it's gonna start maybe a little harsh, but you have to buckle up, okay? Because you hear things here, something, you know, you did not know. The idea is here for us to learn, right? Mm-hmm. We all here seeker of what? Knowledge. I know I'm not better than you. You know, maybe I need to learn from you more than you learn from me. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, inshallah.
Yeah. All the praise and thanks are due to Allah. May His peace and the blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his household and entire companions. The author of this book is Al-Barbahari. His name is Al-Hasan bin Ali bin Khalaf Al-Barbahari. In a description of Barbahar, a kind of medicine which perhaps he used to make use or fuse cell and was therefore ascribed to it. He was among the great